it's true that the production in the Czech Republic was lower than expected this year. This was caused by several factors. The first one was less water due to climate change, and there was a drought in part of the season. The other effect was depredation. That is common and comes every year, mainly predation by cormorants, European cormorants, and by other species such as otter. The other effect was that the season that started in springtime, it was colder weather at the time, lower temperatures that affected the production gain at the start of the season.
And you mentioned that there's predators that are preying on these carp. Is anything being done to kind of mitigate that or deal with that challenge?
Well, it's pan-European problem. The cormorants are migrating throughout Europe every year, and this problematic should be solved on the European level. It means that these birds just nest in the northern part of Europe and coming, migrating more southern during the autumn, and spending some time in winter for overwintering, and in the springtime migrating back to the northern part of Europe, Scandinavia to Latvia and Denmark and other countries more in the north.
And has this slower season of production impacted the prices of carp this year?
Depends on the market. The domestic market, I'm talking about Czech Republic, it's more or less the same. It affects the export because Czech Republic production is exported. Half of the production is exported abroad, mainly to surrounding countries such as Germany, Poland, Austria, Slovakia, and even more farther, France, Belgium, and other countries, Romania, for instance. And this helps to increase the price for export because there is higher demand in Europe. Then it's possible to send carb there, if you understand.
Maybe you could just give me a little bit of an overview about the prices this year. So what are people expecting to pay for a carp this year?
Well, the price we expect, or as fish producers explained us, that the price would be the same like it was the last year. The reason is that the costs are set enough. Prices increased last year, where there were higher costs caused by the problematics around the war in Ukraine, such as higher costs for fuel, cereals increased incredibly to high level. Cereals are used to feed the fish. Then the employees, wages of employees were the other factor, and of course, energy costs. It means that the prices this year are more or less the same. We are talking about 3 euros per kilo for wholesale price. It's excluded the value-added tax, but for retail, for final customer, it's around 5 euro per kilo for live fish, because you can buy live fish in Czech Republic as well as you can buy a processed fish. Would be around 8 to 12 euros per kilo. Depends whether you buy it at stands or in the supermarkets, and depends how was the fish processed. There are 5 fillets, or there are just half of carps sold directly to customers.
You know, some Czechs have switched the carp dinner out for schnitzel, for instance. But are you finding that there is a similar demand from Czechs to buy and consume carp around Christmas time, kind of year over year?
I guess it's the same, more or less. Who wants to eat, like you said, schnitzel? People buy the schnitzel, but there are people that insist on tradition to buy live carp or processed carp in stores. But I mean, the demand is more or less the same. It means that Czech people usually eat about 10,000 tons of carp every year. And this means because our population is about 10 million inhabitants, so average person in Czech Republic eats 1 kilo of carp per year.